Hello, it's good to be with you all. I'm speaking to you from down in Surrey. I guess most of you will be there in Essex. And so it's great to have this opportunity just to share with you a few thoughts. Grace, mercy, and peace from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and the God of all comfort, especially during this extraordinary season. I want to share with you briefly from Acts chapter 17, from verses 26 to 28. Paul says, "For from one man God made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us, for in him we live and we move and we have our being." So, two things I want you to notice. Firstly, God marked out their appointed times in history. There are in history, therefore, pre-appointed times. In other words, nothing ever takes God by surprise. He oversees the whole course of history. And that's very encouraging for us this morning, because now we know that the God did not send this virus, but we do know that he allowed it. And if he allowed it, then he's got a purpose for it. He's got a purpose in it. In every situation, the scriptures tell us that God works for good with those that love him. So Satan may have intended this virus for evil, but God, in his mercy, will use it for the good. Scripture tells us that the men of Issachar, back in the Old Covenant, they understood the times in which they are living. And I believe that God wants us at this time, for this generation, for us, the Church of Jesus Christ, to understand what it is that he's doing with us and through us in this season. So we need to acknowledge that in this time of suffering and huge change, God has got a purpose. So we need, like the men of Issachar, we need our eyes open, we need our spiritual ears open, and we need our hearts open to all that God wants us to embrace, in order that in the days to come, we may fulfill his intended purpose in the midst of this very, very difficult time. Second thing to notice, as well as talking about pre-appointed seasons, the second thing that Paul says is that God set the boundaries. And we've had some very strong boundaries set for us by the state during this season, and they've been very restrictive. They've been very exceptional. We've never experienced something like lockdown in our lifetime. Even those that experienced the Second World War never knew what it was to be completely confined in the way that we are. God put us into this situation. I like to think of it as like a compulsory rest. It's like God's intended Sabbath. It's a long Sabbath, but it's been put upon us in order that we can learn something of the principles that we learn when we are stepping back from our work, stepping back from our normal routines, stepping back from the normal, expected, mundane to actually a period where we can't do what we'd ideally like to do. So we have had to stop our normal routines as family, as church, as society. We've had to step back. We've had to stay at home. Now, in saying that, I know, and we cannot forget to remember those who actually have been on the front lines. They've had to continue their work, and they've willingly gone to look after the sick. They've willingly gone to support those who are vulnerable during this time. And there are many other that have continued with their normal services. And for them, we are so grateful that they have laid down their lives and be willing to lay down their lives with all the risks that's involved for others. But for the majority of us, that's not true. We've had time to step back, and during that time, inevitably, we've been reflecting. A lot of people have been thinking about the things that really matter. What are the things that are really important to us? In this season where we're experiencing bereavement and loss, what are the things that are most precious to us? So I believe that in this Sabbath, God has been doing something in us. He's been doing something in his church, in his bride. For we are the ones that he loves. We must never forget that. We're the ones that he cherishes. We're the ones that he shed his blood for. And I believe that he's been teaching us, if we've been sitting at his feet, if we've had our ears open and our eyes open, then he's been teaching us so that what we've been going through has been a very valuable learning our experience. And briefly, what I want to just share with you now in the 15 minutes that Mauricio has allotted to me, four lessons that I believe we've been learning and God has wanted to teach us during this season. And the first thing is that we've had to learn a new dependency on God. We've had to, in the words of the scripture, we've had to lean hard on him. We've had to put our heads upon his breast. We've had to listen and lean. The proverb says, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. So we're leaning towards the Lord rather than going with the popular press, rather than going with the world's headlines. We're listening for God's headlines. We're listening for what he is saying. And we've had to dig a lot deeper than we're used to digging. We've had to lean very hard into God. I believe the church has been praying more than it's probably ever prayed before, because we maybe have discovered things about ourselves that perhaps we didn't know before. Maybe we've discovered that we're not as brave as we thought we were. Maybe we've been battered with a whole new range of thoughts and feelings, fears, anxieties. Maybe for some experienced deep depression because of the loss that we've been going through. And those feelings have all been about powerlessness. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run to. And that's been quite frightening for some. And we've had, therefore, to learn to trust God. And that's not easy. But I believe the days ahead, we're going to need to trust God more than we've ever trusted him. So this, if you like, is a learning season. We're going through some training. Yeah, it's training for the reigning that is to come. But training is never easy. It requires effort, requires some discipline, and it's not something we normally choose. But we're learning, and I believe we have to learn, that the arm of flesh, that is our normal activities, are going to fail us. But if we trust in the arm of the Lord, if we trust in his arm of righteousness, as the scripture calls the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will succeed in the days to come. So we're learning a new dependency on God. Secondly, this has been a season of spiritual warfare. Whether you've been aware of it or not, there has been a huge battle raging in the heavenlies. There's an awful lot at stake at this moment in time. And I believe God wants us as the church at the forefront of what is going to emerge from this season. So a lot of our feelings and stuff that's going on at a psychological level with us, we mustn't forget that in it also, especially for us as believers, the devil comes to try and discourage, to try and cause us to lose faith, and to become despondent. So the enemy always exploits things for his purpose, but God has got a plan. Indeed, I believe that God has got a wonderful plan. Plans to prosper us, plans to bless us, and indeed to bless our nation. That's always been on his heart. And so for me personally, according to what I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I believe that even this year, we're going to experience some rain from heaven, some refreshing from above. And so God's got a wonderful plan. But alongside that rain, alongside that refreshing, I believe we're going to see the new challenge of lawlessness. Already we're beginning to see symptoms of in our society where people are throwing off the traces. They don't want to submit to authority. They've had enough of authority. They've been disillusioned with authority. And so because we're going to be living in a world where increasing lawlessness, then we must sit firmly under the law of Christ. We must live to obey his commandments because we want to live for his pleasure and want to live for his glory. So I believe, thirdly, God has been enlarging and expanding our capacity as the people of God. There's a new move that is coming of the Holy Spirit that requires something of us that, in all honesty, we don't have at the moment. We just don't have it. And therefore, God's putting us through this training, or if you like, this discipline. Now, discipline and training, it's never pleasant. It's tough. Prayer is not easy. The great church fathers and indeed revivalists like Evan Roberts in Wales talked about prayer as work. You have to put effort into it. It doesn't come naturally. Prayer requires work. Pushing into God requires effort. It requires discipline. But we have to persevere and we have to trust. We like our freedom, don't we? I love freedom. But when constraint comes upon us, it feels unnatural. We want to break out of it. But this constraint, God's discipline is for our good because he wants to expand us. He wants to enlarge our capacity. And you know, during times of constraint, new things are born. A new creativity rises. And I see a great creativity rising in the church. Because we're having to meet new situations, face new problems, new challenges. And God is going to bring forth something new if we submit to his discipline in the current season. And finally, final things, very important. A lot of people are talking about survival. You know, this is not just about surviving and coming through to the other side. God forbid that the church just survives. We're not here to survive. We're here to lay down our lives. Even as the Lord did. We're not here to look to save our lives, but to give our lives away in service for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So God forbid that we should ever get back to normality. Normal is over. Everybody's saying that. The new normal is coming. And none of us know or can know quite what the new normal is going to look like, what it's going to feel like. But it's going to be tough. And therefore, this tough season is to make us stronger, to enlarge our capacity, but also to make us stronger. When we emerge on the other side, not just having survived, but as the people of God, stronger, more in love with Jesus, more in love with one another, more passionate about the good news that we have in Jesus Christ. Because we have the solution to a far more dangerous virus than this virus, the virus of sin, the virus of death. But Christ has defeated sin. He's defeated death on our behalf. And the good news of the gospel, of course, is that whoever believes in him will not perish, but enjoy the life of the ages, not just about this life, but about the coming age. So one of the words that's really touched my heart in a fresh way again has been the old biblical word Ebenezer. The people of God raised an altar, a little stone, and they put it up and they wrote Ebenezer on it. Ebenezer means the Lord has helped us. Hitherto, up till this point, the Lord has helped us. And as the Church of Jesus Christ, we can say at this point, well, the Lord has helped us through so far. And we can be grateful and thankful to God that here we are today, still together, still loving Jesus, still wanting his kingdom to come and his will to be done. There have been losses, there's been pain, there's been suffering, but here we are. Now, if he's helped us in the past, if he's been our Ebenezer in the past, whatever the future holds, Ebenezer, we can trust him. He will help us. He's helped us in the past. He'll help us in the days to come. So I hope these few short words have been an encouragement to you. Hold in there, push into Jesus, love one another, care for one another, love your neighbor, and get ready for that which is to come. Not about surviving, but about understanding this predetermined season that has not taken God by surprise, that I believe, by the grace of God, will be the beginning of a new move of God in the nations. And for us, as I say, even this year, to begin to feel new rain from heaven, to refresh us and strengthen us in Jesus' name. Thanks for your time. God bless you.